is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. And with that being said, this article was published on the 19th of January. Maryland couple argued over finances before husband fatally struck wife with SUV, police say. A Maryland man accused of killing his wife by ramming her with his SUV in a bank parking lot was ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation Tuesday, as new court records showed the longtime couple had been arguing over the future of their beer and wine store. Quote unquote. The lease had recently come up for renewal, Montgomery County detectives wrote in the filings, and the husband was resistant to renewing the lease. The victim was heavily in favor of renewing the lease. Now, one must ask, why was the husband resistant to renewing that lease? More than likely, he found something that was not good. So he decided, nope, we're not going to keep going with this. Now, the question is, why was the wife so in favor of renewing the lease? Inquiring minds want to know. The husband also told detectives that the couple, who had been married 40 years, had kept $200,000 in their Silver Springs home, court records said. The total had been declining, he allegedly said, even as she refused to tell him what she was buying, investigators asserted in their filing. Hinamashu M. Tana, 59, will remain jailed in Montgomery County for at least a week while he undergoes the evaluation. He is charged with premeditated first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Alka H. Tana, also 59. On Friday, the couple drove their Lexus SUV to make a deposit at the Capital One Bank branch along New Hampshire Avenue in Colesville. Alka Tana entered herself and made the transaction and walked out. Police say Himanshu Tana was behind the wheel waiting. He accelerated, rammed the SUV into her, backed up, and ran over her. According to police officials, he quote unquote then continued to drive and strike a pillar on the bank building before striking the light pole, detectives wrote. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Crashing into the pole pitched the SUV's front tires off the ground, disabling the car such that Himanshu Tana was still inside when police arrived. He was taken into custody. Alka Tana was pronounced dead at the scene. On Tuesday, one of the columns at the eastern entrance of the bank was gone as repairs were apparently underway. At least part of the light post that was hit was also gone, while its concrete foundation was still visible and had been knocked to the side. For years, the couple had run a beer and wine store along Georgia Avenue about a mile north of downtown Wheaton. It was locked Tuesday with bouquets of flowers taped to the door and resting at its base. Quote unquote. Here comes the simpletons. The lady was nice. Customer Juan Carlos Rivera said outside the store, adding the guy was quote unquote always angry. Never fails. See, here's what they're doing. They're trying to get anybody who's going to disparage the man while they undergo his psychiatric evaluation to say, oh, he had anger issues. Oh, he was crazy. However, She was fucking up this man's money. That's what set him over the edge. Anyway, told the man was accused of doing, Rivera was stunned, saying that whatever anger he saw didn't pretend that kind of eruption. Basically, what they tried to say without saying it was basically the guy should not have reacted the way he reacted. However, as I previously stated, there are some men who might be okay with you banging their wife, but when you fuck up their money, that's when they're going to take you out. Four other customers passed the store Tuesday and expressed similar sentiments. The female owner was generally nice, while the man could be curt, they said. Quote unquote, something wasn't right with him, said Robbie Hill. They are really trying to paint this man as an aggressive demon. However, I'm going to remain on my stance. She was messing up the money. She was spending the money. She wasn't telling him about where she was spending the money. So yeah, that set him off. Court records do not indicate if Himanshu Tana had retained an attorney as of Tuesday evening. Local defense attorneys said he was in the process of hiring private counsel. He is due in court again on the 25th of January. Well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a bank parking lot, so public gotta go with a 5 on that one. Method of execution. An SUV. I just have to ask, did he decide to bump some Ludacris when he decided to hit the gas? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. For psychological impact, I'm going to have to give this one a 10 because I'm pretty sure there were witnesses there. Now for the brutality factor. I was going to give this one a 10. However, I have to bump this one up to a 15. Why? Think about it. First and foremost, impact injury from the SUV itself. Second, blunt force trauma from when she hit the ground. And third, he ran over her again, so crushing injuries. Yeah, this guy literally lost his mind. And the fact that he actually got pinned and didn't even try to get out of his car, yeah, he snapped. So Mr. Tana gets a score of 40. Well, I guess the wife decided she wasn't going to listen to Ludacris's move, bitch, get out the way, get out the way, bitch, get out the way, move, bitch. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say. More and more men are simply snapping. With everything that's happened over the past couple of years, with all these lockdowns, with all of this, you know, my variants and all that stuff. Yeah, men are snapping. But here we are. This woman was spending up the money. She wasn't telling him how she was spending it or what she was spending it on. And he finally just snapped. But with all that being said, women around the world, you really, really need to heed this message and understand the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the systems that you've been believing that will be there to protect you will go out right along with it. Because at any point in time, the man that you're in a relationship with, be it your husband or your boyfriend, could finally say, today's the day. And once you drive him over the edge and become the bane of his existence, stand by to stand by. Because most men, they're willing to go into that cage, but they're going to make sure you go into that box. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.